Garlic farmer and commentator Chester Aaron is coping with his own business trouble, a shortage of competent help.
I am almost 80 years old and I work alone. Every year I find it harder to push wheelbarrows across the field, to and around the boxes in which I grow my garlic. Last year, as a gift to myself, I reduced my 60 boxes to 30, planting not 10,000 cloves, but 5,000. I still have more than 90 varieties, but fewer representatives of each. I identify each variety with a plastic marker placed in the soil. In waterproof ink, I write the specific section of the specific box, the name of the variety, the date planted, the number of cloves of that variety planted. As backup, in case wind or animals tear out the marker, I draw a precise map offering the same information. I have discovered that it is almost impossible and risky to hire employees who appreciate my need for precision, but last year I gave in. At the request of a professor at a local college, I agreed to hire 4 seniors working for a degree in agriculture. Each would work with me in the field 8 hours a week for 4 weeks, and, after keeping a detailed personal journal, would submit a 10-page paper to their professor. Wages, $10 an hour. Migrant workers make $5 to $8 an hour. 2 men and 2 women appeared, smart, serious, willing to work. Hour after hour the first few days, I demonstrated essential planting and harvesting and curing techniques that I have developed over 15 years. During discussions, all 4 students suggested changes in my techniques, but I insisted they conform to my requirements. It is my own fault, I discovered too late, that they were putting their untested suggestions into practice. I had demonstrated how, by inserting the blade of the shovel at a specific angle related to the slant of the stock, they could lift the bulb free without cutting it, without destroying its eventual use either as food or seed. By the third day, I was recording a high number of damaged bulbs. I had also stressed the importance of the accurate identification of each variety planted and harvested. Errors could affect not just my sales, but my reputation. Each student, I discovered, was relying on his or her various time-saving, labor-saving shortcuts. The large-bulbed Russian Bogatyr, for example, was identified as the small, delicate Guatemalan Ikeda. After 11 days, I lost 9 varieties of garlics I had nursed into survival in my soil over many years of tender care. I fired all 4 students at the end of that day and called their professor to suggest an F for each student. The professor felt I was being a bit harsh. Those students, after graduation, will be going to graduate school. They will probably become administrators in the Department of Agriculture, state or federal. I will be doing all the field work myself this year.